This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Solar panel factories in China now account for more than two-thirds of the world's production. Dengue is the most widespread mosquito-borne disease in the world, with nearly 400 million people infected annually. Black Americans, with less than 15% of the U.S. population, have accounted for nearly half of all new HIV infections, according to a 2015 CDC report. The 2008 Higher Education Act prevents you from gathering anything specific about what the return on investment might be in postgraduate earnings for all degree holders. Former New Orleans Congressman William Jefferson settled for time served, ending his prison sentence for corruption at 5 years and 5 months. In an unprecedented move, President Trump has drastically scaled back two national monuments designated by earlier presidents, Bear's Ears and Escalante Grand Staircase in Utah. Native and environmental groups will sue. Black and low-income students in New Orleans public schools are more likely to be taught by rookie teachers than are their white higher-income peers, according to a report by the Urban League. An Urban Institute report ranked Louisiana 43rd, Mississippi 47th, and Arkansas 48th in blocking opportunities for children. Affordable Care Act has increased the number of Americans with health insurance by 20 million people and cut the uninsured rate by 9%. According to a recent study, the U.S. produces or imports 31 times as much narcotic pain relievers as it needs, whether in legal or illegal forms, morphine, hydrocodone, heroin, methadone, fentanyl, and so on. Supreme Court has allowed the president's travel ban to go into effect during appeals. Italy is investigating whether Gucci should have paid about $1.5 billion in taxes for its Swiss operation. Authorities in Italy have successfully collected hundreds of millions in back taxes from Google, Apple, Armani, Prada, and Bulgari. YouTube is hiring thousands of humans to review its videos after huge problems were found in uploaded content encouraging pedophilia and inappropriate animated videos were on children's channels. Labor Department has proposed a rule that would require restaurant servers and other workers who receive tips to share their money with non-tip colleagues. To be required to share tips, workers must be paid at least the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.